Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
MAGA Pete Hegseth has picked a fight that I'm not sure he's ready for. Democratic Senator Mark Kelly is officially suing the Department of Defense and Pete Hegseth for the very clear political persecution against the patriotic American. Think about it. All weekend, we have seen the forces of patriotic Americans marching on the streets for less ICE and more freedom versus the ICE agents who have been walking around Minneapolis and other areas of the country trying to spread less freedom, trying to take away our freedoms. You see the same dichotomy forming here, where a patriotic American, Mark Kelly, who is a retired U.S. Navy captain, a veteran combat pilot who flew on 39 missions. I'm not making that up. He flew on 39 missions during Operation Desert Storm, and he's also a NASA astronaut who flew on 4 space missions and commanded the space shuttle Endeavor. So it is a decorated public servant on the left here versus somebody who wants to take away less freedom. That is Pete Hegseth. If you remember, this all started with Mark Kelly and a few other Democratic senators and representatives like Alyssa Slotkin and Jason Crow saying, "You can refuse illegal orders." This is exactly what's stated in the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It says a lot, but it says two things. You must follow lawful orders, which makes sense. That follows logically, yes. Then you must refuse illegal orders, which is also something they tell you to do. Now, Pete Hegseth is so angry, and the only reason you would be angry at a command like this is if you plan on giving out unlawful orders. Now, Senator Mark Kelly is suing the Department of Defense and Pete Hegseth over what's described as their lawless attempt to silence a sitting U.S. senator. The 7-count complaint alleges violations of the First Amendment, due process, speech or debate clause. The complaint highlights that Hegseth allegedly prejudged the outcome of the investigation by declaring Kelly's statements seditious on social media before any formal administrative process even took place. In fact, they allege it's not even a real investigation because he's already posting on social media that it's sedition, therefore poisoning the well. We're actually going to read the complaint in just one moment because it's very interesting, and that's the power of independent media. We can break down the complaint word for word and show you the source material. So make sure you drop a like if you appreciate it and want to boost the message, and make sure you subscribe below. On the topic of unlawful orders, illegal orders, I think this is very, very important to point out. We already have multiple examples of Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth giving out what are very, very likely to be unlawful orders. On September 2nd, for example, the U.S. military carried out a second strike in the Caribbean Sea, killing survivors on a suspected drug boat that had already been attacked, therefore making a double-tap war crime likely the unlawful order in the scenario. Then, we learned just a few days back, Donald Trump asked U.S. Special Forces to plan a Greenland invasion. He just asked them to start drawing up the plan, and he faced resistance from military generals. Trump has reportedly asked Special Forces to prepare contingency plans for a possible invasion of Greenland, a move that has faced resistance from senior U.S. military officials over legal and political concerns. This is the exact, literally exact reason why Mark Kelly, Senator Alyssa Slotkin, Representative Jason Crow, and others came out to say, you can refuse illegal orders. Since then, the reports are, Pete Hegseth has been essentially getting in fights with Mark Kelly behind closed doors. They were doing a private briefing behind closed doors, and after Mark Kelly asked about the strikes, Pete Hegseth apparently tried to contrast in a sarcastic way lawful and unlawful orders. So I picture him, we don't know the exact wording, but I picture him doing some sarcastic BS like, and that's the difference between a lawful and unlawful order, as a little wink and nod at Mark Kelly. But Kelly, a former Navy captain, interrupted Hegseth and said his question was unrelated to the department's probe. And then they had a back and forth. After the back and forth, Mark Kelly said this.
The part that they already released to the public. Let's bring in Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly. And Senator, you said when you came out of the briefing, you have more questions than answers.
Yes, same.
As also has been said. Sources say you also got into a bit of an argument with Secretary Hegseth. What can you tell us about that and also the briefing?
Well, it seems like he came there with a little bit of a speech for me, which says, again, a lot about him. Even in this closed briefing with a bunch of senators, he's focused on this thing about me and didn't even want to get to my questions. I had some very specific questions for him about these boat strikes, and he feels the need to give a speech.
This was last month, remember. This happened a month ago. Now, today, Senator Mark Kelly released a statement. A part of it says, Pete Hegseth is coming after what I earned through my 25 years of military service in violation of my rights as an American, as a retired veteran, and as a United States senator whose job it is to hold him and this administration, any administration, accountable. His unconstitutional crusade against me sends a chilling message to every retired member of the military. If you speak out and say something that the president or secretary of defense doesn't like, you will be censured, threatened with demotion, or even prosecuted. He's also missing the fact that he was threatened with death from Donald Trump, who retweeted a post that said, "Hang them, George Washington would." I think a prime example of just how bad this is reading through the actual government complaint, the actual complaint coming from Senator Mark Kelly. So I'm going to skip to page 18, where they talk about the administration's response to this video. It says, despite the accuracy of the video and the members' rights to make those statements, the administration immediately responded with threats of death, prosecution, imprisonment, and violence. On November 19th, the official White House Rapid Response account posted an interview of Stephen Miller, who labeled the statements an insurrection and a general call for rebellion. On November 20th, President Trump posted, quote, "It's called seditious behavior at the highest levels. Each one of these traitors to our country should be arrested and put on trial. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. We won't have a country anymore. An example must be set." They put a photo of that. 90 minutes later, President Trump reposted a news article about the video and added, "This is really bad, dangerous to our country. Seditious behavior from traitors, lock them up." Approximately an hour later, Trump wrote, "Seditious behavior, punishable by death." President Trump then reposted a post calling for the hanging of the six Congress members. Quote, "Hang them, George Washington would." In response to the president's threats, Senator Kelly and his five colleagues quickly issued a joint statement. Oh, this shows the perfect difference between Democrats and Republicans. The leader of the Republican Party is out there calling for the death of these Democrats, and Democrats issue a nice joint response that said, quote, "We are veterans and national security professionals who love this country and swore an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. That oath lasts a lifetime, and we intend to keep it. What's most telling is that the president considers it punishable by death for us to restate the law." That's very true, very well said. "Our service members should know that we have their backs as they fulfill their oath to the Constitution and obligation to follow only lawful orders. It is not only the right thing to do, but also our duty." Donald Trump then said, "These traitors that told the military to disobey my orders should be in jail right now, not roaming the fake news networks trying to explain that what they said was okay." He then says, "Many great legal scholars agree that the Democratic traitors who told the military to disobey my orders have committed a crime of serious proportion." Wait a minute. He's admitting it right there. They're not telling you to disobey your orders unless your orders are unlawful. All he said was this: you can refuse a legal order. So when Donald Trump posts, "Disobey my orders," what do you mean my orders? So you're admitting that you're giving out illegal orders here. So to wrap it up cleanly, Senator Mark Kelly is finally punching back, finally using the tools at our disposal. I am so sick of Republicans going lower and lower and lower and Democrats not using any tools at our disposal. So thank you, Senator Mark Kelly. If you appreciate the videos that we make on the Adam Mockler channel, make sure you drop a like and subscribe below. This administration is clearly becoming more and more desperate as they try to politically persecute more enemies. They're trying to politically persecute Jerome Powell, Adam Schiff, Letitia James, James Comey, Senator Mark Kelly, John Bolton. I can continue to list name after name after name, but it's not even about the individual names. It's also about the institutions like college universities that produce critical thinking students are now being attacked so those critically thinking students can't see through the BS from this administration. We see the press being attacked repeatedly so that it creates a chilling effect, and the press doesn't want to cover the Trump administration, therefore creating this new version of CBS, for example, which only runs defense for MAGA. I'm going to leave it there. Love you all. Peace out.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play. for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.